Major League Baseball plays its 76th All-Star game tonight in Detroit. The American and National League teams will play for home field advantage in the World Series. The players this year include 11 first-time starters, and according to the Baseball Commissioner's Office, that hasn't happened since 1976. I'm joined now by ESPN broadcaster and voice of the San Francisco Giants, John Miller. Hello.
Good morning.
One name missing from this year's All-Star game is a big star, Barry Bonds. What other crowd favorites are missing from the roster?
Yeah, Barry Bonds, he's missing from the All-Star game, missing from the Giants lineup. Have you seen him? Where is he? We're looking for him. If you find him, send him over, will you? Sammy Sosa was a guy we kind of counted on seeing year after year. And Sammy is not missing, but his home runs have been missing and his RBI production has been missing from the Baltimore Orioles lineup. Derek Jeter, he could have been voted in by the fans themselves. That turned out not to be the case. He got outvoted by Scott Posednik. Scott Posednik at one of the all-time huge upsets.
Who should we look for in this game?
I'm looking for Dontrell Willis, the exciting young left-hander of the Florida Marlins who's been setting the world on fire early this year. He lost his last game, but he's 13-4, and he's just fun to watch. He's a refreshing personality. He's got this great delivery with a big high leg kick. I would call his delivery youthful exuberance.
You know, John, it's widely believed that fewer players are using steroids this season because of national attention on their use and more of a crackdown on their use. Will this show up in the game in any way that would be obvious?
Some people will look and say, yes, I see that the guys are smaller and that there are fewer home runs. Having seen baseball every day for many, many years, I can't tell you that I've seen it. I've seen offense down a little bit this year versus last year. But at the same time, when you actually do a little research, you find that home run levels are the same as they were 3 years ago.
Looking ahead to the second half of the season, who's the team to beat?
I mean, the greatest story in all of baseball has to be the Washington Nationals, that they were unloved and unknown. And baseball's orphans all of a sudden are loved, they're known. Only the Cardinals have a better record over in the National League. The American League, the big story, the Yankees faltering, struggling, and having a hard time finding themselves. I think the aficionados really say the Yankees will be there in the end. But the journey may be much more interesting for everybody else because Baltimore and Boston are also right there with them. The Red Sox journey, they may do it again, but it's going to be a little bit different because Curt Schilling is becoming the closer. It's an experiment right now with Folk out. But if that works, what a story that would be as Schilling, the great starter, the ace starter, leads the Red Sox to the postseason. And all of a sudden, we would be talking about not just great stories with Schilling, but mythology.
John, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
John Miller is an announcer for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants, speaking to us from his home in Moss Beach, California.